Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael the Hebrew Hammer Brown as a part of Harden My Take, the number one podcast for SB Nation's Harden My Take. It's an absolute pleasure to be here with you on this Sunday evening, recapping the first two preseason games for the Houston Rockets on this 2020/2021 campaign. I am flying Han Solo this evening. It's an absolute pleasure to be here with you here tonight, you know, talking about these two games that we have. The first two games for the Houston Rockets this season. A lot of interesting things here to talk about. Like I said, I am by myself this evening. Jeremy Brenner does have the night off. Let's get right into it. The Rockets have played the Chicago Bulls the first two games here on the 2020-2021 campaign. The point of tonight is to kind of break down the way each of these first two games have taken place. Let's get into it straight away. The Rockets played on Friday evening their first preseason game against the Chicago Bulls in Chicago. The Rockets ended up winning the game 125-104. The first thing is a 21-point victory. I know a lot of people will look at that and say, well, you know, it's preseason, you know, nobody cares. I'm going to say that the Rockets care a lot for the simple fact that it's the first game as a head coach for Steven Silas. And it may seem trivial, but I think the fact that the Rockets were able to get a win in the first game for Steven Silas, I think says a lot. In this game, it's important to note that the Rockets were without looking at the minutes here, it appears that P.J. Tucker did not play. James Harden did not play. Free agent signing Sterling Brown did not play. And according to the minutes that I have here, it does appear that Christian Wood did not play as well. So between Harden, Tucker, Sterling Brown, and Christian Wood, those are four guys that are going to be important, I think, to the regular season rotation that players did not play. So let's look at this from the Rockets' point of view. If you look at it from the first quarter, they did outscore the Chicago Bulls 37-26. And in the second quarter, they outscored the Bulls 31-22. So if you look at that, that's a 22-point cushion going into the second half. Then they outscored the Bulls 34-24. So that's another 10-point cushion. And then the Bulls outscore the Rockets by 9 points in the fourth, not nearly enough to overtake the Rockets. So if you look at – let's break down – you know, I think it's important to note that the Bulls were without multiple starters throughout the game. But let's break this down from a Rockets point of view first and foremost. Daniel House Jr. played 17 minutes. Only shot 2 of 5 from the field. But while he was on the court, he was a plus 22. And I think it's important to note that throughout this year, we're going to be doing a lot of in-game breakdowns right after games. So we'll be breaking down a lot of plus minuses. In a game that's a blowout, I think it's important to note that plus minus really may not mean all that much. But in this particular game, Daniel House was a plus 22. Scored 7 points. He had a steal. He had an assist. He had 2 rebounds. So good game for him. Jayshon Tate, a name that's going to come up more than one time this year, played 18 minutes, shot 2 of 6 from the field. He had 4 rebounds. He had 2 steals. He was a plus 10. This is a name – DeMarcus Cousins, man. DeMarcus Cousins in his first in-game action in quite a while. He played 15 minutes, But he was a plus, you know, he was a plus 23 while on the court. He had 14 points. He had 5 rebounds. He had 1 assist and, or excuse me, 2 assists. And he was 3 of 4 from the 3-point line. DeMarcus Cousins, I think, is going to provide a real important role for this Houston Rockets team. So I'm really intrigued to see what he's going to do, not only in the preseason, but obviously in the regular season. And I think if DeMarcus Cousins is healthy, he's going to provide a real boost to this lineup. And his counterpart from the University of Kentucky in his first Houston Rockets debut, John Wall, 19 minutes. He was 6 of 10 from the field. He was 1 of 3 from the 3-point line, which lines up right about with what his 3-point percentage is going to be for the year, right around 33%. I think if you're the Rockets, you kind of hope for him to be more in the 35 to 40% range from three. But in my honest opinion, he's probably going to be closer to that 33 to 35%, you know, mark for the year. But he also had 5 rebounds, 9 assists. I mean, in 19 minutes for John Wall to have 9 assists, great, great things being done by Mr. Wall. He also had 2 steals, plus 27 while on the court, and put in 13 points. Here's the guy that I honestly feel like as a starter in the game, you know, Eric Gordon. He played 20 minutes. If Eric Gordon can be a shining light for this Rockets team throughout the season, I think it can only spell good things for the Rockets. In 20 minutes on the court, he was 7 of 10 from the field. He was 2 of 4 from the 3-point line. He had 3 assists. He had only 1 turnover. That's the thing. If you look at the Rockets from top to bottom, they only turned the ball over, let's see here, they only had 5 turnovers in the game. Great things by the Rockets there. But Eric Gordon, 16 points. He was a plus 33 while on the court. So if you look at the Daniel House, Jayshon Tate, DeMarcus Cousins, John Wall, and Eric Gordon, all 5 of those guys were a positive in the plus minus. But not only that, all 5 guys were a plus, I should say more than a plus 10 in the plus minus category. Moving to the bench, Kenny Wooten was a minus 8 while on the court. He only played 8 minutes on the court. He's a project. Anybody who's just tuning in to the Harden My Take show for the first time, Kenny Wooten is a guy that the Rockets signed from the New York Knicks practice squad. I think he's going to be a project all year. I would be shocked if he made the 15-man roster, but we shall see. Jeremy Brenner's guy, Ben McLemore, 19 minutes on the court. He was a plus 0, so basically he was a net positive for the Rockets, I would say. He did score 10 points, 19 minutes on the court. He did have 2 rebounds and 1 assist. Ben McLemore, I think, is going to be an important piece to this roster as we move forward. Bruno Caboclo, great game here in his first, I would say, major action with the Rockets since being acquired by the Rockets last season. Did play 26 minutes. He was 5 of 11 from the court. Did have 7 rebounds. He had an assist. He had a steal. I did have 3 blocks as well. And in addition to that, he had 17 points. Great showing from one Bruno Caboclo. Here's my guy, man, Gerald Green. And I've mentioned his name before. I believe that Gerald Green is going to provide a real boost to this roster, not only on the court, but also off of the court for the Rockets. And his first NBA action since suffering a leg injury last season that took him out for the rest of the year. Gerald Green played 16 minutes. He was 5 of 10 from the field, 3 of 6 from the 3-point line. He also had 5 rebounds, 16 points, was a plus 8 while on the court. Gerald Green, I think, is going to be a real net positive for this Rockets team as we go throughout the year. One other notable performance tonight was from David Nwaba, 19 minutes on the court. He was a plus 7, 4 points. He had 3 steals. He had 4 rebounds. And one major reason that the Rockets brought him in on this team, they acquired him last year, was for his defensive presence on the court. And I believe that his time on this roster is going to be spent, if he's going to get a good amount of playing time, which I do believe head coach Steven Silas is going to utilize him for, is that defensive presence on the court. So the Rockets ended up winning their first preseason game by 21 points, 125-104. It did appear that KJ Martin Jr., Kenya Martin's kid, 9 minutes on the court, didn't score. He was a minus 8 while on the court. See, this is one of those reasons that I really don't feel like plus minus does a player right, I should say. You know, it's one of those situations where I feel like KJ Martin getting his first NBA action towards the end of the game was already in hand. So a plus minus really doesn't mean all that much for him in this type of game. So the way that the preseason is working is that you basically, you know, the Rockets played the Bulls on Friday night, played again on Sunday night this evening as I'm recording this show. The show will be out tomorrow morning. Tonight, the Bulls did beat the Rockets 104-91, so a 13-point loss. Taking a quick glance at the Bulls' box score, a lot of players did not play this evening. Garrett Temple did not play. Damian Valentine did not play. Noah Vonleh didn't play this evening. Good showing from Patrick Williams, the draft pick from Florida State. He had 13 points. Big fan of his on draft night. Great pick by the Chicago Bulls. Zach LaVine had 23 points on 8 of 14 from the field. Also had 9 rebounds. Zach LaVine, great talent. Coby White, draft pick from the North Carolina Tar Heels a couple years ago, 20 points. Also had 5 assists. Otto Porter Jr. Pitched in for 12 points. That's more than enough talk of the Chicago Bulls. Let's get to what everybody is here for, which is Houston Rockets breakdown. Daniel House Jr., 22 minutes on the court. He only had 3 points. Only shot the ball 3 times on the field. A little peculiar there from Mr. House. Jayshon Tate had 0 points tonight. You know, when you look at the breakdown between the first 2 games for Jayshon Tate from the field, I think he's a little nervous while he's on the court, is what it appears to me while watching the game. He did have 20 minutes on the court tonight. I think once the season gets started, Jayshon Tate will be an end-of-the-bench kind of guy if he's on the 15-man roster, which I expect him to be. DeMarcus Cousins, who's a guy that I'm going to look to game in, game out, what is his production? Pitched in double-digit points tonight, 10 points. He had 6 rebounds. He was a plus one on the court. I think it was a decent showing from DeMarcus Cousins, still getting his legs under him after multiple injuries that impacted his game the last 2 years in the NBA, for sure. John Wall, 21 points, 4 assists. He only had 2 rebounds. Good showing tonight from John Wall. 2 really solid back-to-back outings from John Wall. Look, to be honest with you, it's going to be a wait-and-tell kind of thing as to was the trade worth it of Russell Westbrook for a John Wall and a first-round pick. What I've seen thus far from John Wall, it's been a good trade thus far. We'll see how it continues to bear out. Eric Gordon coming off of his great campaign in the first game. He had a decent showing tonight. He only played 17 minutes, still at 10 points. While on the court, he was a plus 8 in the plus minus category. We'll continue to hammer home that plus minus category when it's duly, you know, noted or needs to be, you know, talked about. Off the bench of the Rockets, Ben McLemore, another decent showing tonight for him. Jeremy's guy, 10 points, only had 1 rebound, so really not a a great showing for him outside of the scoring category. But I think throughout the year, you're going to look to a guy like Ben McLemore to be just a scorer off the bench. Kenyon Martin Jr., 5 points, was a minus 16 tonight in 10 minutes, which is a little scary for him. Basically, you know, when the Bulls saw him on the court in those 10 minutes, they went after him and exposed him while on the court defensively. One guy I want to quickly note on in the first two games, one guy that I really liked, as Jeremy and I talked on a couple shows ago about, was Jerian Grant. And I think Jerian Grant's going to prove to be a guy, not only is he going to make the roster, but I think he's going to be a viable backup guard for this Rockets roster, most notably at the point guard position. Chris Clemens, a guy that I've dogged on multiple times before, did have 7 points tonight, but in his 17 minutes on the court, he was a minus 14. I do fully expect by the time that the regular season comes about that Chris Clemens will be cut from this roster. I really don't see a role for him. Gerald Green, 7 points off the bench. David Nwaba also had 11 points. Between Gerald Green and David Nwaba, they had 18 points, were a combined plus one on the plus minus category. Those are two guys that I think are going to be very, very important to this Rockets roster throughout the season coming off of the bench. Those are probably the most notable performances from tonight's game. The Rockets did, like I said, did lose 104-91. Really doesn't tell that much about the Rockets. The Rockets are 1-1 in their first two preseason performances. You know, doing decently enough for this Rockets fan to be quite optimistic about the direction of this Rockets roster going into the regular season. I would be remiss to not give the audience an update on James Harden. There really is no more news. It was made apparent earlier this week that head coach Steven Silas expects for James Harden to be a full participant in tomorrow's practice. I do believe it's going to be right around that 6 negative COVID tests for James Harden to make him a positive participant in tomorrow's practice. We will see if that does come to fruition. Also, a quick update on PJ Tucker. PJ Tucker, who per Tim McMahon on Twitter, PJ Tucker has been quite upset about his lack of an extension given to him by the Houston Rockets moving beyond this season. But he's putting all of that aside, and he also noted that he is going to be a full participant in tomorrow's practice for the Rockets, which I do think is a pretty big development for the Rockets if they can get not only PJ Tucker, but also James Harden into camp and practicing with the team. Look, to be honest with everybody, you know, what I've seen thus far in the first two preseason games, number one, congratulations to head coach Steven Silas for getting the win on his first game. You know, no matter, you know, what game it is, he did get a win in his first coaching appearance as the head coach of the Houston Rockets against Chicago Bulls in game one. So he was able to get that win. That's number one. Number two, DeMarcus Cousins, you know, I'm going to be very cautiously optimistic in, you know, more than 15 minutes in each game of the first two games against the Bulls. DeMarcus Cousins has looked great. He's looked spry. He's looked quick. He's looked, you know, pretty good from the three-point line as well tonight. He was 2 of 4 from the three-point line. John Wall has looked really solid coming in and getting some pretty major minutes for the Rockets in these first two games. You have to be, like I said, cautiously optimistic of his time and his usage on the court coming off of a major injury last season. So DeMarcus Cousins, John Wall have looked great. Eric Gordon has looked pretty good as well. pretty good, I should say, coming in, doing what he does best, and that's getting buckets. Coming off the bench, I've been thoroughly impressed with Ben McLemore coming in, getting his shot. It appears that under a new system under Steven Silas, Ben McLemore has done what he does best, and that's, you know, shoot the ball well from the outside. Gerald Green had a great game in game one against the Bulls. Came back tonight again, 7 points, 2 of 5 from the field, shot 50% from the three-point line. Let's hope that Gerald Green can continue this consistency as we move throughout the preseason. And as I talk about moving through the preseason, the Rockets' next couple games, as it looks like throughout this week, will be Tuesday, December 15th against the San Antonio Spurs. The first two preseason games are on the road in Chicago. The next two games on Tuesday against the Spurs and on Thursday against the Spurs will be at home in Toyota Center. I encourage everybody to check out the Houston Rockets wherever they can view those games. This will wrap up episode number 85 of Harden My Take, the number one podcast on SB Nation's Harden My Take through the Dream Shake. Check us out on Facebook at the Dream Shake. You can also check us out on Twitter at Dream Shake SBN. You can check out my personal Twitter at @UHBigRedHatGuy. Please also give my co-host, Jeremy Brenner, a follow at Jeremy Brenner. Give me 1 second while I verify his. Okay, so his Twitter, my apologies, is at Jeremy Brenner. Yes, I was correct. JeremyBrenner. Make sure to give each of us a follow on Twitter. Check the show out tomorrow morning. And until next time, go!